Have two cases of history where these two gentlemen are concerned. Now, Johnny Addy up in the ring with the announcement.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, at this time, I want to introduce one of America's greatest tenors. We're now going to have the Star Spangled Banner. Great pleasure in introducing to you, star of radio and the stage, Joe Moran. Joe Moran, come up, please. Ladies and gentlemen, the Star Spangled Banner.
Thank you, Kelly.
Oh, say, can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight? For the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming, and the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the brave?
Thank you, Johnny Addy.
And we told you that history must repeat itself tonight, ladies and gentlemen. Rather a broad statement, we'll admit, but remember, we have two cases of history where these two gladiators are concerned. In this three-bout series that had its inception at Yankee Stadium in September in 1946, the state has hosted so many outstanding championship battles in the past. When Mel Allen takes the microphone for the blow-by-blow description, he should feel right at home. Mel is known to the world at large as the best baseball broadcaster in the business, and this is a ballpark, isn't it? And there'll be plenty of pitching and plenty of catching. That's why we say that history must repeat itself tonight, since they'll put the KO on Rocky in their first Brannigan. Rocky turned the tables last year, and both boys will be satisfied with nothing less than a decisive knockout win tonight. Not just a win, but a knockout win. There'll be ring courage by the carload on exhibition in this middleweight championship affair, such as both men have shown since the starts of their professional careers. That Zale started way back in 1934 and Rocky in 1942. And remember, one big item tonight, the state of New Jersey has insisted that the contenders in there use the 8-ounce gloves, which is 2 ounces heavier than the gloves with which they fought the last time, and that one item could make quite a difference in the outcome of this championship battle, as Rocky Graziano defends over here under the auspices of the Tournament of Champions. And Abe Green, the president of the NBA and the director of boxing for the state of New Jersey, has come up with what appears to be a honey, because while there was a lot of talk for a while that the weather had handicapped this affair, nevertheless, we have what looks like a sellout tonight. And here comes Rocky Graziano, the champion of the world in the middleweight division, into the ring. Rocky has a heavy beard. He has a green jacket around him with Rocky Graziano emblazoned on it in white letters. And his entire retinue come through to take the corner to our right, to the right of the microphone. Mel Allen is here. We haven't heard from Mel since we've been over here for the start of festivities. And we want to bring him in just for a word, because we know that he's got a lot of work to do before taking over for the blow-by-blow. But first, here comes Tony Zale, the challenger for the middleweight championship of the world, in the ring. Mel Allen, come in and tell me how you think both boys look tonight.
Hello there, everybody. They really look in grand condition. We've seen them before, but they've both come into the ring with serious looks on their respective faces, because they know it's really going to be a terrific battle. And incidentally, Tony Zale, it's a little cool out here this evening. He's wearing long trousers to keep himself as warm as possible. But by the way, Russ, when our old friend Valentine's Bard heard that you and I were broadcasting this Graziano-Zale fight, he begged to put in appearance, too, in a neutral corner.
You mean in the Valentine Poets Corner?
Well, of course, Russell. So our long-haired friend dipped his worn quill pen into the ink, shut his eyes for a moment, and scribbled this little jingle on the back of a Valentine label.
I can't wait.
Goes like this. When you're watching a fight in the ring, you want action with plenty of zing. And after the bout, three rings fairly shout that avails, Valentine is the king.
And it takes only one round to prove that, Mel. Yes, folks, one taste of Valentine ale, and you'll count yourself among the millions who agree Valentine is the finest ale man can make or money can buy. And let me tell you, right now is the perfect time to enjoy Valentine. Before the fight gets underway, slip out into the kitchen and get yourself a bottle. Or if you're listening in at your favorite tavern, just ask the men for Valentine, America's largest selling ale. Well, you didn't miss anything. An announcement was made begging the fans to take their seats before the start of the scrap. And a battery of leading boxers of the day take over in the ring to soon be introduced. Paul Cavalier has just been introduced as the referee for the middleweight championship fight of the world here at Bear Stadium in Newark, New Jersey. And that is a very important post because the referee is the sole judge tonight. His vote is what counts. There is no voting by judges, as is done in New York and in rings, other rings around the country in some states. Here in New Jersey, the referee's vote is all that counts. So now, of course, you see the usual activity that is going on in the ring with the gloves being produced. Zale looking very quiet and very confident over his corner. Both boys, of course, heavily bearded, haven't shaved for 3 days. Zale is in a white terry cloth bathrobe with, as Mel told you, the long trousers to keep him warm. Now, remember, Tony's complaint from the Chicago affair was that it was too warm there for him, and this cool night in Newark may be exactly what he wants. It is not a night that we would say is at all cold. The temperature is at least 60, but the boys should be able to work up a fine sweat and put up a wonderful encounter. Incidentally, movies are being made of this entire contest, so you fans around the nation can see them very soon in your neighborhood theaters. So we're looking right up now at Paul Cavalier, who has a very fine record of refereeing in the state of New Jersey. Now up to the ring announcer, Johnny Addy.
Ladies and gentlemen, your very kind attention, please. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to be very brief, just one announcement, and we'll go through these gentlemen very quickly. On behalf of the Tournament of Champions and the state of New Jersey, in the name of Mr. Ben Bodney, President, Andy Niederreiter, promoter, and their associates in this promotion, permit me to express our keen appreciation for your wonderful attendance here tonight. We sincerely hope you will be with us again in future championship presentations. That's all. Thank you. All right, ladies and gentlemen, the Bronx Express challenges the winner of tonight's contest, Jacob LaMotta. The always pleasing Bayonne welterweight, Tony Riccio. Former light heavyweight champion of the world, Milio Bettina. And now making a successful comeback, one of the contenders for light heavyweight honors, Johnny Kolas. Here, ladies and gentlemen, considered by boxing experts as one of the cleverest boxers of all time, Tippy Larkin. And here's the Irvington, New Jersey, contender for Ray Robinson's welterweight crown, Charlie Fusari. Another popular Jerseyite, lightweight from Rahway, New Jersey, Freddie Russell. And also the pleasing New York welterweight, Billy Graham. Ladies and gentlemen, here's a newcomer from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Undefeated in 40 professional bouts, undefeated as a middleweight, Lee Sella. And here, ladies and gentlemen, the leading contender for light heavyweight championship honors, Izzard Shah. As is Shah. Also here tonight, ladies and gentlemen, attention, please. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll try to get them all, please. Hero of World War II, former lightweight and welterweight champion of the world, Bonnie Ross. Come on up, Bonnie Ross.
They're waiting on Barney Ross to come up, and now Johnny Addy will introduce someone else.
The dandy of the welterweight division, the welterweight king, Ray Robinson.
Sugar Ray Robinson has been introduced and is trying to fight his way through the mob at ringside. Here's another announcement.
Outstanding personality in the ring today, boxing's wonder man, the light heavyweight champion of the world, Gus Lesnovich.
Gus Lesnovich, who makes his home very close to here, has just been introduced. And now Barney Ross has finally been able to work his way up through the crowd to take his bow. Here he comes to the ring now. He looks wonderful as he climbs through the ropes. Barney Ross, who was the lightweight and welterweight champion, and then a terrific Marine out at Guadalcanal. Barney's put on a pound or two, and his hair is gray, but we know that he still could find his way around that ring if somebody were to put a pair of gloves on him.
The heavyweight champion of the world, the Manassa Mola, Jack Dempsey.
Dempsey coming up the aisle to our right. That is coming into Rocky Graziano's corner. And Gus Lesnovich is flying through. Light heavyweight king and the boy that has met them all and right now is the kingpin. Now Dempsey is shaking hands with Graziano and the Manassa Mauler at over 50. Looks wonderful. Dark blue suit, white and black sports shoes, walks around that ring with a cat-like tread.
Light heavyweight champion of the world, Bob Olin.
Bob Olin, the former light heavyweight champion, shaking hands with Jack Dempsey. Right now, I believe Bob outweighs Jack.
Undefeated heavyweight champion of the world, Gene Tunney.
We're going to have another meeting in the ring between Jack Dempsey and Gene Tunney. Gene Tunney, who took
a
the title away from Dempsey in 1926.
Champion of the world, Billy Seuss. Come on up.
Billy Seuss has also been introduced, and he's about ready to come up. All of those that have been introduced represent a regular who's who in the boxing profession, famous fighters of all time. Here's Gene Tunney. And it seems almost impossible that it was way back in 1926 that Dempsey and Gene got together. They both still appear to be in wonderful physical trim. They shake hands, Gene in his gray suit, Jack Dempsey in his dark blue suit. And there's a battery of cameras all over them as they're taking pictures to be shown to you folks around the country. And also now Johnny Addy, the announcer, comes over to the ring. What they're trying to do is to get some poses out of Tony and Dempsey. Tony Torito of St. Paul, Minnesota, who took a voting poll all over the nation for Rocky Graziano, showed out of 11,000 votes shown, showed it 34-1 for Rocky to fight again, and Rocky said Torito helped him 100% in getting back into the ring. Looking around now, as we have a little time, looking up at Ray Arcel, who is in Tony Zale's corner, and Whitey Bimstein over in Rocky Graziano. Some of the famous riders who are here tonight, Gene Kessler of the Chicago Times, Johnny Hoffman of Chicago, Mayor O'Dwyer of New York City, has entered just about a half hour ago and got his usual fine ovation.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much for being so wonderful. Thank you.
Others here tonight, Willie Ratner of the Newark News, Hi Goldberg of the Newark News and of the Sports
Ladies
Album.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Here's Johnny Addy again.
This is the main event. 15 rounds for the middleweight championship of the world. Introducing from Gary, Indiana, wearing purple trunks, the outstanding challenger for the middleweight title, Tony Zale.
Kid from Gary
and his
tonight.
Opponent from Brooklyn, New York, wearing black trunks, the middleweight champion of the world, Rocky Graziano.
Rocky takes a full spin and a bow, and he's got a very confident grin on his face. I'll certainly say that.
Attention, please. The weight. Weight. Zale, 158¾ pounds. Graziano, 158½. Ladies and gentlemen, the ring officials assigned for this contest by the New Jersey State Athletic Commission. Timekeeper, Bill Mullet. Counting for the knockdowns at the bell, Nat Fleischer. Referee, Paul Cavalier. Main event, 15 rounds. For the middleweight championship of the world. Two other bouts to follow.
Say, fans, are you listening on your home set, sharing this exciting bout with good friends? Well, the instructions are being given up in the ring. Just over our heads.
Particularly when I say break, I want your boys to break clean. You understand that? Now, the one who disobeys my orders is being fought against. And they mean the winning or losing of this fight. Now, you both understand that, clear, boys? Now, look, in case you're knocked down, I want you to go to fireproof and show up at home.
We just want to remind you that boxing and Valentine is a great combination. So right now, why don't you do yourself proud and treat your friends to a round of Valentine Ale or beer? That's right, Valentine Ale or Valentine Beer. The instructions are over up in the ring. Nat Fleischer's getting ready to count for the knockdowns, if any, and we have an idea. The middleweight championship is on the line, and here to tell you all about it is Mel Allen. Come in, Mel.
Waiting for the bell for round one. Ladies and gentlemen, there it is. Both men come out to the center of the ring. They're looking a left hook to the chin by Graziano. Dale flicks out with a left jab. They're looking at each other, looking each other over very carefully. A left hook to the chin by Dale and another left hook to the chin by Graziano. Dale flicks out with a left, looking for an open post. A left hook and a left to the chin and one to the midsection. They're tied up on the ropes and Dale is throwing lefts and rights to Graziano's head off the rope. And Rocky is trying to drive back in and they go into a tie-up on the ropes over the far side of the ring. All right, Paul Cavalier separates them. Little crimson on Rocky's head as Tony Dale got in a few good punches. They're looking each other over again. Dale, watching very carefully, throws it right to the heart of Graziano. Graziano retaliated with a light right on the left, hook to the chin by Dale, and Graziano ties him up as they go into the infighting. Separated by referee Paul Cavalier, just underway round one. And there's a good left hook, and down goes Graziano. Left hook to the chin by Dale. Rocky gets up immediately at a count of two, three, four. He's up, and now we're ready. And Dale over in the corner near Tom Microphone throws a left hook high on the head of Rocky Graziano. Rocky throws a wild right to the heart. And Dale comes back with a left hook to the chin. And now they're separated. And there Dale throws a right to the heart. It's a little bit short. Now Rocky looks in, trying to get there, takes a left hook on the head. Dale throws a left that misses. Ducks away from a wild right swing by Rocky. And Dale comes in the infighting, misses a wild right to the head. Rocky hasn't thrown a good punch yet. He ducks away from a left, but gets a right under the heart. They go in close as they go into the clinch. And they are separated now by Paul Cavalier. Zale goes a little red. Rocky throws a left hook, just grazes the nose of Tony Zale. Tony, stalking his opponent, throws the left. It misses over the left shoulder, and he gets Rocky on the rope, throws the left of the hook. They're in tight. Rocky ties him up. A little infighting. Neither boy throwing any terrific punches in the infighting. They're separated again by Paul Cavalier. Rocky throws a right that's short, and Zale comes back with a hard right that's short. And now Zale throws a right to the heart. He's trying to bore in. Rocky has gotten a little bit the worst of it thus far in the first round. And now Zale starts to boy and throws a left hook on the chin of Rocky. Got him on the corner, throws a left hook high on the head. And Rocky is trying to get away as Zale comes in close to him and Rocky ties him up. And now they're separated. Out in the center of the ring, Rocky licks out with a left that's short. Zale throws a right to the midsection, takes a right on the chin. And now as they move around, Rocky's trying to throw that right of his. Zale, the clever boxer. Rocky, the big puncher. Rocky throws a left hook that rocks Zale slightly. And now Rocky throws another left hook to the chin of Zale. Zale looking for another opening. And Rocky now is dancing around, moving around, circling to the right of Zale. Zale throws the right to the midsection, drives Rocky back onto the ropes. Rocky bounces off, comes back to the left that's short. And now Zale moving in, looking for that opening. Rocky bobbing and weaving, throws the right uppercut that misses and the left hook that misses. And now Zale beautifully dancing away, looking for an opening to throw on. He throws a left to the chin of Rocky. It didn't hurt him very much. And now Rocky, boring in, takes a hard right to the heart, throws a left and a right, and takes a right in turn, throws a hard right and a left hook, and then on to the rope. Zale got Graziano, and there's the bell. Neither boy heard it. They're still fighting. They're still fighting, and there's the bell again at the end of round one. Ref.
Well, we expected to see it, and we are seeing it. Rocky Graziano went down in the first minute with a count of four from a combination of a terrific left hook to the midsection and a right cross to the chin, and he was dazed as he got up. As a result, Rocky was never able to really get off the rest of the round, and he has suffered a very shallow cut up right at the bridge of the nose, and the claret has started to flow. Then at the end of the round, after Zale had repeatedly been pounding away at the kidney of Rocky Graziano in an attempt to bring down that left-hand guard of his, Zale had Rocky in plenty of trouble. Rocky's eyes were glazed right up over Rocky's corner, and both boys appeared to hear the bell but decided to keep on fighting for some reason or other. Rocky had a tough round. If you remember their previous fights, they're likely to have some more tough rounds with 14 more to go. Now the warning whistle has sounded. Here's Mel Allen.
Round two. Both boys come out the center of the ring. Graziano's in a little trouble in that first round. He looks a little fresh, takes a left hook onto the chin, misses with a left himself. Now there's Tony Zale looking for an opening. Rocky dances away, throws the left that misses, and takes the left on the chin. The light one throws the left hook to Zale's chin. It didn't do too much damage. They move in close. A hard right to the head by Zale. It rocked Rocky just a little bit. Rocky still bores in, takes the left hook onto the chin. Still looking for an opening. Rocky faints with his left. He throws a left jab that doesn't get in there. Then he throws a left hook up to the head of Tony Zale. Doesn't hurt too much. Tony trying to bore in, throws out a left that's short. And now Rocky throws a right to the kidney and a left hook to the chin and takes a left to the chin. Rocky Graziano, the champion, looks in, trying to get that opening, takes a hard right to the kidney and a right to the head by Tony Zale. And now there's Rocky moving in still with Tony boxing beautifully and cleverly. Throws out a left that tries to get into the face of Graziano. Rocky throws a right that lands but takes a left on the head in return. And now there is Rocky Graziano dancing away. He and Tony Zale looking for that one opening, looking for the knockdown early. And now there's Tony Zale eyeing his opponent. He ducks and throws a left to the chin of Rocky Graziano as he bobs beautifully and weaves. Graziano throws the left to the chin to the light one. He's boring in, and there's a light left to the chin of Graziano. Graziano throws a left hook to the chin, takes a left on the face, a light one in return. A left to the head by Tony Zale. Rocky throws a light left to the chin, throws a hard right, and takes a left and a right in return as they tie. A hard left hook to the chin by Tony Zale. And now there's Rocky taking a light left on the head and a good left straight to the chin as he moves away now from Tony Zale. And a hard right to the chin by Graziano. And Rocky backs away. And now they're sparring around a little bit out in the center of the ring. Rocky bobbing and weaving, looking for an opening to throw that terrific right of his. He throws a left to the chin of Zale and backs Zale up a little bit. He dances away. Zale dances away now as they move in once more. There's a light left flicked out by Graziano. Zale with a hard left to the chin of Graziano. Graziano circles around to the right, to the left. Tony Zale. Zale throws a left hook to the chin, the left of the midsection, and started moving in, but Graziano danced away nicely to avoid that barrage. A hard right to the chin by Zale, and Rocky's up against the ropes. A left and a right. Right by Graziano on a left hook to the midsection and a right to the midsection by Zale. And Rocky's on the ropes. Now he dances away and hard right and the left to the midsection and a right to the chin by Zale. And Rocky takes the left to the head. Now Rocky takes a hard right under the heart and they're right in front of our microphones and Zale's in the corner and Rocky goes to work on him with a left and a right to the head. And Rocky is moving. He's the aggressor. A left to the midsection, a right to the chin by Rocky, and Zale is taking it left and right. And Rocky with a hard right to the heart. And now Graziano with a left hook to the chin. He's got Zale in the corner, throws a hard right to the left, and a hard right to the head and the rope. And there's Zale taking a terrific bit of punishment. And Rocky is moving up. He's following up. A left to the chin by Graziano. A hard right to the heart by Graziano. And Zale ties Rocky up over the ropes on the far side of the ring. Paul Cavalier comes in. We've got about 10 seconds left in the round. Separates them. And now a left hook to the midsection by Zale as round two ends. Russ.
You know, folks, if you could take a quick look around here at the fans in Newark Stadium, you'd soon discover that the great ringside favorite for refreshment is, can you guess? Well, of course, the three rings. Yes, the Ballantine three-ring trademark. There's lots of fight fans here tonight, sharpening up their pleasure with a bottle of Ballantine ale or beer. So take a tip from them, won't you? Look for the three rings. Call for Ballantine ale or beer. The fellas seem to be repeating the old-time script. But before we comment on round two, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.
Your radio box seat for baseball and boxing, KBMY in Billings.
Rocky looked ready to go early in round two, but he came battling back and he had Zale ready to break ground and glad to break ground in the final seconds of round two. Round three may prove to be an entirely different story. Here's Mel Allen.
Round three. Rocky throws a hard right to Zale's heart and dances away. Zale cannot retaliate. Rocky throws a hard right and a left, and then Zale counters with a left and the right to the midsection. And now there's Zale, cleaning with the right, throwing a beautiful left hook to the chin. He's got Rocky on the rope, throws a left and a right to the chin. Rocky can't see at the moment. He's down, and then he gets right up again. He almost went down, and there's Zale throwing left and right. He's got Rocky on the rope. Rocky is battling back furiously, trying to get a punch, and he takes a hard right to the heart, and Zale is trying to measure him. He's got Rocky on the ropes, and now Rocky gets away from him. And there goes Rocky down with a left hook to the chin. He's down. 4, 5, 6. Seven. Rocky's up at 8, and he's almost out. Paul Cavalier steps in between them, and now there is a right to the midsection, a right to the chin by Zale, left to the head, a right to the left to the face. Zale's got him on the rope, measuring him, going left and right, and now Rocky tries to fight back. He's staggering around the ring, a right to the midsection, and Rocky is down. A left hook to the chin, sent him to 4, 3, 4, 5. Graziano's down. 6, 7, 8, 9. 10, and Graziano's knocked out by Tony Zale in the third round. And Graziano is still on the canvas. He's still on the canvas. canvas. Okay, Russell, take it away.
Well, it was a terrific left hand of Tony Zale that went to work on Rocky Graziano in round three. Both of the knockdowns suffered were set up first with the left hand, then Zale would come slipping in, feinting with his right, and then he would nail him on the chin with his left hook. Nobody could stand up under that.
Help Rocky up, Tony.
That's all.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Guess the rules. Ladies and gentlemen, here is Tony Zale, who just won the middleweight championship of the world, regained it with a terrific fight. One of the best I've ever seen. What is it, a left hook, as we call it?
A left hook, yes.
But you sent him up with a right under the heart, didn't you?
That's right. Right the left hook.
Well, how do you feel, Tony?
Oh, swell. I feel
did
like...
you take much of a punishment yourself in the round?
No, it seems like I didn't, no.
Was there ever any moment in there that you didn't think you might win it?
No, I felt pretty hard.
Well, that's swell. Tony, well, how do you feel about regaining the championship of the world?
Wonderful. Swell.
It was 1 minute, 8 seconds of the third round. Okay, Tony Zale, the new middleweight champion of the world. Take a bow first.
We said the third round, didn't we?
Ray Arcel, what do you say, Ray?
We picked him in the third round, and he won it in the third round.
You sure did. Yeah. All right. Tony, you say you wanted to say something. Tony Zale.
Well, I must say the matter is outrageous that I am. They've done a hard job getting in shape, and I'll stay ready.
Well, that's swell, Tony Zale. And where is Art Winch? Swell. Okay. Russ, take it away, son.
All right, Melvin. 1 minute and 8 seconds out of the third round of as savage a battle as you've ever seen. As Tony Zale got off first in that one. As Tony Zale got off first and he stayed out in front. And Rocky Graziano never caught up with him. And Ray Arcel is feeling very happy tonight because he's in there with a winner. Now Mel has gone over to Rocky Graziano's corner. Rocky doesn't appear to be in such bad condition. He's getting ready to talk to Whitey Bimstein, but maybe he's not going to be able to get The Rock to say anything. Rocky will get himself at least $120,000 for this performance tonight. Tony Zale better than 60, and both boys earned it. Rocky is still glassy-eyed. Whitey Bimstein says it's better that he does not continue. Were it not for the fact that a championship was at stake, referee Paul Cavalier could possibly have stopped this scrap after the second knockdown, but you hate to take it away from a champion as long as he's still on his feet. So with Rocky getting up at the count of seven and ready to battle back, Cavalier wiped off his gloves, noticed that his eyes were fairly clear, and decided to let him come back against Tony Zale, who's got himself a wonderful 34th birthday present. He was 34 May 29th, and I know all of the folks, the whole family, mom, the wife, and everybody back in Gary, Indiana, are very proud of their champion who came back after a knockout last year at the hands of Graziano to become once again the middleweight champion of the world. You know, folks, it's a grand American habit, a trait of our character, to want to know why. That's especially true when you hear about an amazing record like this. Year in, year out, Ballantine Ale outsells all other brands. Naturally, you want to know why. Of course, I can tell you Ballantine Ale's great because of that wonderful combination of purity, body, and flavor. But those are just words. And the words haven't been invented that can explain Ballantine's popularity the way a glass or bottle of Ballantine Ale can. So pour yourself a glass. Take a drink to check its purity, a clean, sparkling taste. A second drink for body, so substantial and satisfying and yet so light. And the third drink's the payoff, because it's for flavor, rich, tangy, robust. And there you are, purity, body, and flavor, the famous three-ring combination that puts Ballantine Ale in a class by itself. Why not order Ballantine Ale all round right now while you talk over the way this fight went with the gang? I know that you're surprised and you probably need to cool off. Do yourself proud, treat your friends especially well, and look for the three rings and call for Ballantine, America's largest selling ale. Well, we saw it tonight.